so that I can have information about you and serve you better in the future. May I ask you some questions? You know, you want to get the guy's address and phone number, those key things down first, so you don't forget them, and you know how to mail to the guy and that sort of thing. And then, of course, you know, you can get some other things. And you know, if that professional said they were going to come over at 4:30 on Tuesday, he's losing 4 days. Not the end of the world. And he's going to say, "Is that all right with you?" Now, if I said, "No, I demand you come over right now," then I would say, "Okay, if I come over right now, can you tell me if I help your problem, what will happen next?" Now, those words are so important. What will happen next? What does that mean? That's right.
He'll be happy and you'll make 5 cents in commission.
Yeah, right. Okay, I don't think that's too aggressive to say to a customer, "Listen, I can be over the next Tuesday, I'll be right in your area." No, I demand you come over immediately. Okay, if I come over immediately and I run tests and I fix this problem for you, can you tell me what will happen next? That's the key. So the customer says, "Well, if you fix the problem, I'll order the stuff from you." Okay, I'm coming right over then. How many of you have made calls like me for years? People call me up and said, "Would you come right over?" And I came right over and fixed the problem or whatever, and nothing ever happened. Never got an order, just nothing. How many has that ever happened to? Sure, everybody in the room. So we'd like to try to minimize that to some extent without trying to be... Go ahead, Matt, you were going to say something?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's get back to our phone call. We're still on a phone with Susan here. And right now, at this point, right here, we say to her, "Can you tell me how many employees you have? Is it more than 1,000? "Oh, no, it's way less than that." And you don't say anything, and they're going to say, you know, because if you ask somebody how many employees you have, oftentimes they feel like, "Geez, I don't know if I can tell you that. That might be strategic information. I'm not divulging that." But when you start giving them ranges, they got no problem with that. "Oh, yeah, it's way less than that," or, you know, so there's no problem. They don't, and you don't need to know exactly. You can get that down the road. If you drop dead right there, it's a great call. You found out this is one of the 20 that can buy from you. They got a machine shop. You got all the information, the key contact, and so on. And let's say the key contact up here was Joe Green. So you got Susan, you got Joe Green. So now when you get finished here, you say, "Susan, thank you so much for your courtesy. I wonder if you could pass me through to Mr. Green." So now you go back to Mr. Green. You probably won't get to Mr. Green. You're going to get another intermediary. This is great. Don't be freaked out. The next step in here is the same process as up here. Well, Susan suggested I talk to Mr. Green. We're introducing a product that will take setup reduction from 30 minutes down to 10 minutes. Can you tell me if Mr. Green is the best contact? Can you tell me what your name is? So now you get her name. Let's say that person's name is Joe. It's a man, Joe. You got Mr. Green, you got Joe, you got Susan. And you see if you get more contacts, you can check the facts if that's best. And now you can ask a more strategic question. Can you tell me how many machinists work here? The one up here probably wouldn't know it, but they can tell you how many employees they have generally. So now you've got more strategic information. This is great. And you got two or three more names. And now you can get back over here to Mr. Green. And this person could tell you maybe there's some other people to talk to in addition to Mr. Green. And you can come back here with this kind of stuff. And voicemails in this situation are great. You just leave a bunch of these "what's in it for me" statements, and you can get 5 or 6 of them, just like we had in the book there. And you can call Mr. Green, and you can leave these messages. You will get to Mr. Green. I guarantee it. At this point, at McMullen Tool, and that guy, John McMullen, who works for Seco, was in this meeting, and the boss of the company said, "Get a phone, John, call 5 companies." I got it recorded on a cassette. I got it in my bag. I could play it for you later on. I called 5 companies. 3 of them wanted to order stuff. 3 out of 5. It works.
Let's fire up Seco Point with it right now.
And he did promote you,
man. Is that right?
And when I told him what training I had to go to, because he was one of the guys that pushed
me. Well, thank you for telling me that he promoted me. I appreciate that. Yeah, good. Well, give him my regards. You know, he's a good. Yeah, he's a good guy. He rides too. You know.
Yeah, that's how I talk to him.
Right. Okay. So now, you get a hold of this guy, Mr. Green. You see the statement down here? Circle that. Put some stars around that. That is what you say when you get to Mr. Green. Did I get you at a bad time? And it makes a difference what you say there. When I say, "Did I get you at a bad time?" Mr. Green's thoughts are this. this guy's been leaving me messages. These what's it for me? He's got something that's going to reduce the maintenance guy. It's going to take my setup time. It's going to improve productivity. He's got all these different really good what's in it for me statements. And he's been leaving messages trying to get me. He finally gets me on a phone. And I'm always in meetings or traveling or whatever. He finally gets me on a phone. And the first thing he says, Mr. Green, did I get you at a bad time? That is absolutely sensational. And it's happened to me. Guy says to me on the phone, I can't believe you're asking me if you got me at a good time or a bad time. You actually care. You've been trying to reach me for 3 months. I'm not in this for the short haul. I'm in this for the long haul. Mr. Green, I don't want to piss you off. So the guy says, well, if I say, did I get you at a good time, that indicates the guy could be sitting around smoking a joint and his feet up and all this kind of stuff. Did I get you at a bad time has a better connotation. It's, am I interfering with something? Because I already know you're busy. Am I interfering with something, or could you maybe spend a couple seconds? I've had people say, I'm in a meeting right now, and I'm thinking, well, why don't you pick up the phone for me? But I say, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll call back at another time. Can you tell me what would be better?